Hi, guys. Here's my morning routine. First, I drink olive oil. Next, I take an ice bath. Ooh, feeling super healthy.
If your health advice sounds strange coming from a kid, maybe it's just strange. Cygnos pairs AI with a biosensor so you can track your body's unique responses to food, movement, and more in real time, helping you achieve your health goals. Get $10 off select plans at Cygnos.com, Cygnos.com, with code SPARK. Cygnos.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Welcome back. 1 o'clock on the East 12 Central. This is Fantasy Sports Today on Sports Grid. Craig Mish, Davis Maddock, 2 hours of fantasy sports talk. First hour of our show, in case you missed it, you're just joining us now. Lots of discussion, of course, about all of the NFL games. After our show is over, in about an hour from now, you can pop over to our YouTube channel on Sports Grid and Sports Grid TV, catch all of the things that we talked about there. We'll also hit on that coming up a little bit later in the show as well. This hour will pivot to a little NBA and also some future of fantasy football for sure. For now, let's get to our headlines here on the show. Updated lines for the AFC and NFC Championship are as follows. The Rams are now -3.5 at home in Los Angeles against the San Francisco 49ers. The line opened up at 3. My guess is this line goes back and forth all week long amongst those lines. I would wonder if the Chiefs line, which is now -7, even goes higher against the Bengals. It opened up at -6.5. So truly the best number to get was yesterday before that game ended. NBA, I forgot about the NBA, right? With everything going on. Jazz and Suns headline tonight's 4-game NBA slate. We'll have a DFS preview. Our producer, Brett Levy, is going to join us. We'll have some picks for tonight. And then, Davis, I'm hoping that Tony Clark and Rob Manfred and the players and the owners were watching that NFL game last night because, ladies and gentlemen, you got to get your act together here. I mean, the NFL just captured the audience of not just sports fans, but the world. And baseball, if they don't get their act together, they're going to be an afterthought real quick. And there's going to be angst real quick. And I'm not talking like now, Davis. Things are still okay. Like, you know, we have this distraction in the NFL. Not a problem. We have this distraction in the NBA. Not a problem. But, Davis, the day that that Super Bowl ends, the next day, pitchers and catchers, hypothetically, are supposed to be reporting to Florida and Arizona. And the fans are not going to be happy if that does not happen. Because they're going to look back and say, I'll just go rewatch that Chiefs-Bills game again.
Well, and also, you know, that is right about the time that NBA games start mattering. We're about a month and a half away from the playoffs. The playoff races are going to be really tight this year because of the way they have restructured with the play-in games. So teams that are, you know, the 10th seed in the Eastern Conference, they can be sitting there looking, saying, hey, you know, we can make a run. So I think we'll probably see a little bit less of a silly season. Right. With, you know, stars resting, all that stuff, especially because, you know, the biggest star in the league, LeBron James, he's going to have to play every minute of every game down the stretch to make sure that the Lakers, you know, don't have to get stuck in the play-in game again, which they might anyways. We have the trade deadline in the NBA right about there. So that's going to take some eyes. You know, Ben Simmons gets traded. So there are some very interesting storylines in the NBA going on. And if pitchers and catchers aren't there, it might not be a huge amount of people, you know, it might not be 5 million people or whatever, but I would guarantee the NBA is going to pick up some more eyes. They're going to have a greater, you know, obviously with no baseball to report on, nothing from spring training at all, there's going to be a greater amount of attention on the sports that we do have. So you're right. I mean, they got to get it together, because it being the only major sport not going on is not good for Major League Baseball.
Yeah, and I don't even think it's as much as the eyes going over to the NBA. I just think, to me, what would happen is when you see the excitement that the NFL created over the weekend and last night, and with the other sports going on, attention would be on them anyway. I think that the fans would be either apathetic or angry. And as we welcome in our audience here on Sports Grid Radio, David Smadic and Craig Mish, I think fans are going to look at it like, really? Like, with the amount of money that both sides are making, with the unbelievable outcomes of some of these other professional sports games in the NFL, in Major League Baseball, in the NHL, you really are going to sit out over this and not give us what everybody wants? And it'd be one thing if the NFL was a dud, right? Like, if that game last night was a dud, or the Super Bowl is a dud, or these other games are, it's just like, whatever. But everybody, Davis, is going to be counting on Major League Baseball this summer. And if their season is delayed, or if there's, you know, weeks delayed, then there's going to be some concern. My concern is going to start only when the spring games are canceled. At that point, I'm worried. I'm not really worried yet. We still, to me, have about a month.
I think you're probably right. I mean, I'm not worried yet. I will not get worried until we get to the time in which things should start happening, and they're not, right? So if we get to the time when pitchers and catchers are supposed to be there, right, and there's no agreement, then I am going to be worried, right? Because as of right now, you could be like, these guys are going to be home anyways. Guys are going to be on their couches. They're hanging out. And all these guys have coaches and personal trainers and ways to work out and ways to stay in shape and all of that stuff. So I'm not particularly worried yet, but if we get to February 20th and we're still with the owners being like, we don't care, you know, either you take it or you leave it, then I am officially going to start being worried and don't want to be there. I would love to be talking about some free agency, you know, starting to break down draft strategy and things like that. It gets very obnoxious.
Yeah, we can't do it yet. No. You know, the thing is that when money is lost and both sides are willing to start losing money, that's when it becomes concerning. And it's not when guys are on backfields, you know, throwing.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
All right, remember, the machine knows if you're lying. First statement, Carvana will give you a real offer on your car all online.
False.
True, actually. Oh. You can sell your car in minutes.
False? That's gotta be...
True again. Carvana will pick up your car from your door, or you can drop it off at one of their car vending machines.
Sounds too good to be true, so true!
Finally caught on. Nice job. Honesty isn't just their policy, it's their entire model. Sell your car today, too.
Carvana.
Pickup fees may apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.
With pitchers and catchers, or when players are reporting, it's when the spring games happen and those start getting canceled, and the cities, small cities in Florida and Arizona have to start refunding fans for buying those tickets. Like, that's when it gets dicey. And we are a little bit over a month away from that. All right, coming up next, it's time for us to look at tonight's NBA slate in Daily Fantasy. So get out your FanDuel app. We'll touch on that next. So stay on the grid.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Welcome back to Fantasy Sports Today here on Sports Grid. Of course, the NBA in full swing. We've got four games coming up tonight in the NBA as well. My timeline was filled up with Heat and Lakers last night during one of the championship games, and all the media in South Florida complaining about how they have to cover the Heat game during that wild ending to last night's Buffalo-Kansas City game. But myself and, of course, Davis Maddock and Brett Levy here along for the ride. So, gentlemen, let's get started here. We got four games tonight in the NBA. Davis, I'll start with you, and then Brett, of course, give us your picks. But, Davis, how does this slate shape up here on this Monday night?
Well, it's pretty interesting because there is a game that I think maybe even 2 weeks ago would have been considered a marquee game in the NBA with the Utah Jazz playing at the Phoenix Suns. But now the Jazz are just absolutely in the tank. They can't buy a win. Donovan Mitchell is out. You know, when Donovan Mitchell is out, we get into the classic, oh, Rudy Gobert, not really an NBA star. You know, he's like the fourth best player on a good team or whatever. And then, you know, we have the Knicks with their questionable guards and the impact that's going to have on the slate. We don't know about Nikola Vucevic's status. We are starting to get into Zach LaVine moving from definitely out to questionable for these games. Unclear how long that is going to go. So very interested to see what Brett has cooked up for us here tonight on FanDuel. Reminder that you can access all these projections and optimizing tools for free on dailyroto.com. Now, Brett, why don't you take us into the backcourt here tonight on FanDuel?
Yeah, so Davis, I'm going to go right to that Knicks-Cavaliers game. And I'm going to take Darius Garland, the starting point guard for the Cleveland Cavaliers. Certainly been fantastic this year. Might even find himself in an all-star game, Davis. Upper echelon of the Eastern Conference guards in both points and assists. So those are both really key statistics for a point guard. Kobe White getting a bulk of the ball handling duties for the Bulls while LaVine and Lonzo Ball are out. Justin Holiday kind of taking a swing here, Davis, because I will be having Caris LeVert in my lineup for right now. But Caris LeVert, game time decision, a few other game time decisions for the. They've been playing a lot of their young guys recently. They've been fighting hard. Justin Holiday shooting the ball pretty well right now. And Aaron Wiggins is my last guard, Davis. Kind of actually been outplaying Lou Dort and Josh Giddey the last few games here. So Aaron Wiggins, kind of feel like if I'm going to play an Oklahoma City Thunder tonight, it would be him or Shea Gilgeous-Alexander. Shea priced up in the $10,000 range. Aaron Wiggins in the $4,000 range. So pretty good savings there, Davis.
Yep, no problem with that. Loving to see this Darius Garland run. As someone who invested in a bunch of his top shots on rookie cards, I am happy to see him have this run. The Cavaliers are, you know, just one of the best stories in the NBA. Kobe White, pretty interesting. He has been playing a ton since LaVine got injured. 35 minutes, 36, 37, 31, and 39 minutes in the five games with no LaVine. Scored 22 points in their most recent loss to Orlando. Crazy that a team as good as the Chicago Bulls have been this season losing to Orlando. Kobe White was a minus 19 in that game. I kind of thought that, you know, maybe they would try to get some of their other young guards involved, Ayo Dosunmu and stuff like that. They really haven't. They just have been playing Kobe White a ton. However, we've been talking about him a lot in these segments because his price isn't really going up, even with all these minutes. He hasn't been particularly good. He has been out. I mean, he's just been shooting a ton, so no problem there. Justin Holiday, you know what you're getting with him, especially if LeVert doesn't play. Should be 31, 32 minutes, something like that. Should get you 25 FanDuel points or so. And then, of course, no problem with the Aaron Wiggins selection. Feels like Oklahoma City finds one of these guys every year. Last year, it was Theo Maledon. He's down in the G League right now. But they just find, you know, solid off-the-ball guards, wing guys to come in and get a couple minutes here or there. So no problem with the backcourt selections there. However, if Mike Conley does not play, he's also listed as doubtful right now. So Donovan Mitchell and Mike Conley might both be out here for the Jazz against the Suns. I definitely think we will need to take a look at Jordan Clarkson. And now, Brett, let's turn our attention to the front court tonight on FanDuel.
Yeah, so in the front court, I'm going right back to that Cavs-Knicks game, Davis, looking for RJ Barrett to lead the Knicks in scoring again tonight. It looks like it's kind of switched. Last year, definitely Julius Randle, number one option for the team. Things flowed through him. Over the last few games here, Davis, it's starting to look like Coach Tibbs is handing over the reins to RJ Barrett a little bit. Caris LeVert's a game-time decision, Davis, but I literally had $7,900 left over in my budget after I filled out the whole lineup and had a small forward spot left. And I always say my goal is to kind of maximize the budget here, use all our dollar amounts this early in the day. So Caris LeVert obviously would be a strong play, would probably be the leading option for a Pacers team that, you know, was without Brogdon, without Sabonis, without Miles Turner. I think he could pretty much get any shot he wants tonight if he's out on the court. I believe it's a calf injury with him, Davis, so we'll just have to keep our eyes on that. Evan Mobley, the other side of the Knicks-Cavs game, same side as Darius Garland. Look, I'd want to pair up Garland with Mobley or Jared Allen. Jared Allen a little more expensive. They basically, you know, put up similar stats every night, Davis. It's pick your poison. So going with Mobley tonight, I mentioned the Pacers' injury problems in the front court, freed up a lot of minutes for former top prospect Isaiah Jackson. You know, some people might have said he disappointed a little bit at Kentucky. I don't know, maybe he, you know, had less shots there than he would have had at other schools or whatever, but he looked really good in his last game for the Pacers. Actually looked pretty good in his last two games for the Pacers now that I'm looking at his stats. So I like that play, Davis, and there's just not much competition in the front court right now for Indiana. And then I'm going with Nikola Vucevic, and go by a very soft matchup there for Vucevic against Oklahoma City, so I like that.
Yeah, no problem with those selections. I should have honed in on that Pacers front court situation a little bit more as we led in, because it feels like, and I don't really know why this is, but those Pacers front court guys, Wynn Turner and Sabonis are out. You may remember O'Shea Brissett from last year when we were doing this, but he was playing center and power forward for them last year, and he was just crushing when he would start. So he's backing up Isaiah Jackson and Goga Batadze. Those guys are playing a lot of the front court minutes for the Pacers. Batadze, another guy definitely worth mentioning tonight on FanDuel. He has a pretty attractive price, and I just love to play centers. I just love to play centers on FanDuel because of the way the scoring works. Right now on dailyroto.com, we have Batadze projected for 28 minutes, but 33 Fandale points. That's basically the same as Evan Mobley. So that is a sort of interesting spot. Also, the Suns are having some troubles in their front court right now with no DeAndre Ayton. I don't hate taking a stab at any of the guys who are playing center for them. We have JaVale McGee projected for about 18 minutes. We have Bismack Biyombo projected for more minutes, slightly fewer points. He's priced up at 5,800. But even Jalen Smith, who's backing up both power forward and center, he is the minimum salary sitting there at 3,500. So definitely some things to pay attention to in terms of injury tonight. Definitely need to find out if Mike Conley is going to be playing for the Utah Jazz. If he is not, Jordan Clarkson, Joe Ingles, both of those guys look like fairly strong options. And I do like the Pacers front court guys as well with Sabonis and Turner out. We are going to go ahead and run into break here real quick on Fantasy Sports Today. Make sure to check out DailyRoto.com for all of your NBA DFS needs. Craig will be rejoining us here in just a few moments as we are going to turn our eyes to Dynasty Fantasy Football and the quarterback position. Don't go anywhere. Stay on the grid. See you back in a moment.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And welcome back to Fantasy Sports Today here on Sports Grid. Very quickly here on the show, we'll be moving on to the 2022 fantasy football season. Davis, I know, is already there as we're taking a look at some dynasty options, some early best ball options as well will come this summer. And look, Davis, there'll be no shortage of quarterback changes, quarterback issues, players that we'll be targeting and not. We're going to go over some of them here on our show today.
Yeah, there are a lot of different options because, and I've said this before on the show, and people are going to get sick of hearing me say it, but I think we are just in line for a crazy amount of musical chairs. And by the way, I think that this last weekend of postseason games might have increased that odds, because certainly I think the odds of Rodgers retiring, not being a member of the Green Bay Packers, being traded, et cetera, I think those odds increased dramatically. I mean, we basically heard him say that. He said, I was not expecting to lose this game. He was saying he was expecting to be in the Super Bowl. He was looking forward to that week off in between the conference championship games and the Super Bowl. Brady might retire. Ben is going to retire. I mean, we've got, institutional quarterbacks in the NFL who are not going to be involved. And by the way, a not great rookie quarterback class, I think, increases the odds of, musical chairs at the quarterback position as well.
For sure. Well, the most muddled situation has to be in Houston at the moment, and only because of Deshaun Watson. We still just simply don't know where he's going to play, if he's going to play, what the story is going to be. And I think because of that, it makes their actual situation as far as who's coming back to start the clearest situation in the NFL, because they seemingly, Davis, are just so handcuffed with just trying to figure out what to do, that Davis Mills, because of his play down the stretch, seemingly gets a shot, I think, to start next year. He threw for 2,664 yards, also threw 16 touchdowns, 10 interceptions. It seemed like the team was playing for him. He found good connections with that tight end Jordan, also with Brandon Cooks. I think a new coach is going to come in and he's going to make inevitably the final call. But this is one of those scenarios where, Davis, if Mills is the starter next season, yeah, they'll probably bring in a veteran of some kind, but I don't see it as being like a Fitzpatrick situation where the guy that comes in takes over the role from Davis Mills. I think they're going to probably give him another full season to see if he can play.
Yeah, it definitely would not surprise me if Davis Mills is the starting quarterback for the Houston Texans in week one. But I honestly, it'll probably be very similar to what happened this year. The backup quarterback or the starting quarterback was Tyrod Taylor, who got injured. Davis Mills came in, played well. Then Davis Mills didn't play as well. Taylor came back in. Taylor got injured again. Mills came back in and played. I think you can say, considering the circumstances, I think he played rather well in the second half of the season, considering the guys who he was throwing to. Houston was definitely more feisty in a lot of their games than we would have anticipated. And I bet that in a lot of these super flex dynasty leagues, you know, which is my favorite format to play in, I'm in a bunch of them, I bet he can be had fairly cheaply. I bet you could send a third round rookie pick and a bottom of your roster wide receiver guy, you know, prospect guy, and you could get Davis Mills in a lot of these leagues, which I think is pretty interesting, because he seems to me like maybe a Chase Daniel, Nick Mullins type guy, where he's gonna stick around on NFL rosters for a while.
Yeah, and I think that Houston, you know, sort of will give him another opportunity. I thought they played pretty hard for him, and he found connections with key guys, and that's important to know in fantasy. Whoever he's thrown with in training camp is probably going to be a factor, like Cooks was, like the tight end was, Brevin Jordan. All right, now on to Green Bay. This is a little bit more of a desolate situation, because if Aaron Rodgers leaves the Green Bay Packers, yes, they absolutely will get draft picks and they'll get replacements, but they don't have anyone in-house, Davis, and Jordan Love is not going to be a long-term quarterback, I don't think, in the NFL. Would Green Bay be stubborn enough to hand him the ball on the first game of the season and say, give it your best and see what you got? Because that definitely would not portend well to, I think, anyone in their team for fantasy. But you know how teams are, Davis. They take guys in the draft. They want to, like, prove that the guy can play before the very bitter end happens all around the league. And will it happen with Green Bay, you think, this year?
If Aaron Rodgers leaves, whether it be retirement, whether it be trading, whether he says, you know, I'm not playing, you know, you can leave me on the roster, but I'm not playing for you anymore, Jordan Love is for sure going to be the starting quarterback week one of 2022 for the Green Bay Packers, because it, you know, maybe they would want to keep some of their roster together and say, we're going to be competitive, we can win without Aaron Rodgers, you know, yada, yada. They do not have the ability to absorb another team's quarterback into their cap. They could not take on Kirk Cousins. They couldn't take on Baker Mayfield. They might not even be able, from a salary cap perspective, to take on an Andy Dalton. You know what? The guy I'm thinking through here, who would be a decent quarterback who could win 9 games and would play on a $5 million contract, the only guy I can think of would be Jameis Winston. He would be the only guy who would sign a 1-year prove-it deal on reasonable money. It would be, I guess it would be like Winston or Taylor, Tyrod Taylor, who was on the Houston Texans this last year. I mean, maybe one of those guys would do it. But is that even worth it? I mean, at that stage, if that's the guy you're getting, is it even worth it versus giving Jordan Love a full offseason as the starting quarterback and then a full season as the starting quarterback just to figure out if he's got anything in his bag left at all? So I think Love, and by the way, I think the market is going to be really low on Jordan Love, even if the you know, Guttenkoist comes out and says, this kid's our starting quarterback, we believe in him. I think the market will be very frigid on him, which, I mean, deservedly so. Jordan Love, not a particularly good college quarterback, was not really that good in his lone NFL start.
No, hasn't looked good at all in anything thus far. And again, not huge endorsements from the Packers organization, regardless of that. Now, on the flip side, in terms of, like, vote of confidence, I think Mason Rudolph got the biggest vote of confidence from any NFL team going into this offseason. I mean, even Howie Roseman's endorsement of Jalen Hurts, I did not think was as strong as the Steelers was with Mason Rudolph. I feel like Rudolph, Davis, is going to be the starter of the Steelers next year. I don't know why. I just get that sense from the way that they were talking. Now, of course, they'll bring in somebody else, no doubt, with him, or maybe they'll even draft someone. But, you know, Rudolph did not show a ton when he was a starter of the Steelers, but the Steelers just got through a season where they made the playoffs without getting anything from their quarterback anyway. So I don't know that this is the direction that they're headed, but if I'm going to believe anything that I'm seeing coming out of these guys' mouths, then I'm led to believe that Rudolph is either QB1 or QB2 on Pittsburgh. And simply put, maybe it's a guy like Pickett or Corral or someone else that they draft, and Rudolph keeping the seat warm this year.
Mason Rudolph stinks. I mean, maybe he does keep the seat warm, but Mason Rudolph stinks. He has played in the NFL since 2019. He has made 10 starts. He has 16 touchdown passes, 11 interceptions, 6.2 YPA. He's won 5 games, lost 4, tied 1. That tie game was against the Detroit Lions this year. He also really wasn't a particularly good college quarterback either. He did have a crazy season, his final season at Oklahoma State. who were his teammates then? Just loads of NFL players, right? James Washington, NFL player. Marcel Aitman, NFL player. Dylan Stoner, NFL player. Justice Hill, Chris Lacy, all of these guys, even Tylan Wallace, all of these guys ended up playing in the NFL, which, you know, if you are the third best team in the Big 12, a conference that doesn't, you know, not particularly known for playing defense, really the subtext here is Mason Rudolph stinks. If the Steelers go into the season with him as their starting quarterback, I don't want any part of him. I'd rather try to trade for Davis Mills or Jordan Love in these dynasty leagues. And I don't really want Deontay Johnson, Juju Smith-Schuster, Chase Claypool, and Najee Harris. I mean, he is going to be he is going to be the tide that brings all boats down, right? We say the rising tide lifts all boats. Well, he's the low tide. He's the tide that leaves your Deontay Johnson boat stuck on the rocks until the tide comes back in.
Yeah, Steelers have been talking about him a lot over the last couple of weeks, so leads me to believe that at least a scenario that paints itself to having him on the team. Jared Goff, let's finish off here with the Lions. The Lions are clearly going to be looking in another direction in the future, but Goff, the way that he finished the season, I think people, Davis, will be stunned to see his numbers the last three starts that he had of this past year, and he's definitely going to get another opportunity to start with the Lions next year. I just don't know how far he goes with it.
Yeah, I think you're right. I do think he probably is going to get a chance. Now, it is, I believe that there are potential outs in Jared Goff's contract that makes it possible for them to trade him or for them to cut him. So he actually does have a potential out this year that if they don't take it, then they are locked into him for the next 2 years. But he can be cut this offseason for only $10 million of dead cap, which sounds like a lot, but for getting rid of a quarterback, you basically can never get rid of a quarterback for only $10 million in dead cap. And yeah, Goff did end the year decent. He was 27 of 32 qualifying quarterbacks in YPA. He threw 19 touchdowns, 8 interceptions, and 14 starts. I mean, he was basically Daniel Jones, right, in terms of per game. But you know, I would it be the worst thing in the world to see him have another year? I kind of like what they're building there in Detroit. Dan Campbell, I kind of made fun of him when he got the job, but Dan Campbell loves football and coached very aggressively, which that's what really won me over was, you know, just being so aggressive there at the end. So I think Goff will be the Lions quarterback.
Yeah, Campbell was not like that as the Dolphins interim head coach. Very well liked, but did not coach that way. All right, we got Fantasy Reality coming up next right here on Sports Grid. So stay with us. We got you covered throughout the show and all the way through 2 o'clock Eastern right here on Fantasy Sports Today. Greg Mish, Davis Maddock, we're back in just 2 minutes.
Hi, guys. Here's my morning routine. First, I drink olive oil. Next, I take an ice bath. Ooh, feeling super healthy.
If your health advice sounds strange coming from a kid, maybe it's just strange. Cygnos pairs AI with a biosensor so you can track your body's unique responses to food, movement, and more in real time, helping you achieve your health goals. Get $10 off select plans at Cygnos.com, Cygnos.com, with code SPARK, Cygnos.
Mr. Monopoly here. Monopoly is back at McDonald's. Register in the McDonald's app so you're ready to
get your bag.
Two ways to peel for a chance to
get your bag.
Physical peels with select items and digital peels with others to
get your bag.
Play Monopoly at McDonald's.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
No purchase necessary. See rules at playatmcd.com for full details and amoe.playatmcd.com to play without purchase. Ends November 23rd, but bonus play ends November 2nd. Monopoly is a registered trademark of Hasbro. Copyright McDonald's.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Welcome back. Fantasy Sports Today here on Sports Grid and SportsGrid.com. We got Fantasy Reality coming up, but as a reminder, you can follow us on Twitter at Sports Grid and at Sports Grid TV. Gives you the latest news, notes, picks against the spread, information, clips posted day after day about what we're doing here. 18 hours a day of live coverage. Make sure you're following us there at Sports Grid and at Sports Grid TV as we welcome you back to the show. Lots of good questions, I think, today on fantasy reality, but perhaps the biggest one is going to be surrounding the way that the game ended last night in the NFL, and Travis Kelce, the great tight end of the Kansas City Chiefs, simply was asked about the back and forth nature of the game, and to no surprise, Kelce had an answer as to how the game ended and why.
Yeah, I mean, the Buffalo Bills are one of the best football teams in the National Football League, and it's just they proved it tonight. And it was, you know, a situation where it's kind of was, you know, whoever had the ball last was going to win that game. Both offenses were hitting up and down the field just about all night. And, you know, I was just glad that our guys persevered for that win and battled our tails off for it.
Last team to get the ball wins. Interesting concept. All right, let's turn it over to our producer, Brett Levy, for a little fantasy or reality. Yeah.
Brett, you're on mute, bud.
A lot of people are up in arms as last night's game was basically decided by a coin toss, people feel. So we have to ask, and Davis, we'll start with you for this one. The NFL needs to change the overtime rules. Davis, is this a fantasy or reality?
Yeah, I think that this is a fantasy. They don't need to change the rules. Are there different and better ways for overtime to be decided? Sure. But really what this comes down to is that people don't like randomness and they don't like, I mean, really just in general, people don't like rules and they really don't like when their team loses in a way that they view as either unfair or arbitrary. Now, people like myself and like Craig, who have done a lot of gambling, who have played a lot of fantasy sports, I mean, you just understand that there's never going to be in real life unequivocal fair outcomes. If this was an experiment and players never got tired and we didn't have to worry about player safety, you could say, okay, well, they're just going to play another 15-minute quarter when the game's over, and that's how overtime works. I've seen some people say the college overtime rules might be a little bit better, where you start at the 25, and basically it's kind of like penalties in soccer, where you just try to score a bunch of touchdowns. A really interesting proposal I saw with a little bit of game theory in it is basically a field position auction, and so what that is both teams go to the referee and they say, you know, Sean McDermott would say, we'll start at our own 25. And Andy Reid says, we'll start at our own 19. The team that starts closer to their field, farther away, gets the ball. And then the overtime rules proceed as normal, where touchdown is sudden death. If you kick a field goal, the other team gets the ball back and they get a chance, and the game continues in that fashion. So that was one of the fairest or at least less arbitrary solutions I heard, but I think it's a fantasy that they need to change. These things even out over time. It just feels bad because it was in such a big spot, but it's not that long ago. Kansas City was in the same spot against the New England Patriots in the D Ford offside game. They don't get a chance to get the ball. The Patriots score, go on, you know, to make the Super Bowl. So that's my take on the overtime stuff.
Yeah, and I think it's a fair one, but I'm going to say reality here. I'm going to say that the NFL does need to change the rules for the playoffs, and that's it. The regular season, nothing needs to change.
Sure.
And again, you know, when I go back and I look at this thing, you can go back to every single game that ended in this fashion in overtime, and I guarantee you something happened in the first 60 minutes of the game where the coach will say, if only this happened, we never would have been in this position. Every single game is like that. Last night's game was like that as well on the 13 seconds. There's no question about it. So, look, I don't have the recipe for it. It definitely is not the new college overtime. I definitely do not want that with these teams just constantly going for two, not getting it, and have to keep going for it again. I mean, we saw some dangerous games being played there. I think it was Illinois and Wisconsin. They had like 12 overtimes or something insane like that. Don't want that. But, you know, change the overtime rules to where if the team scores the touchdown first, the other team gets the chance to score the touchdown. And then at that point, you know, first score wins or something like that. Because at that point, you've at least eliminated some of the variance there. But for the regular season, big fantasy here. For the playoffs, yes, I think it is a reality. And I do think it's going to change in some way.
All right. Well, we've seen a lot of chatter over the last few days about both Aaron Rodgers and Tom Brady, whether they'll be back next season with their current teams or at all. So, Craig, we'll start with you for this one. Kind of a fun way, since they both lost yesterday, of asking this question. But Aaron Rodgers and Tom Brady will both win a playoff game next season. This implies that they're both back in the NFL next season. Craig, is this a fantasy or reality?
Got a lot of range of outcomes here that I could go with to call this a fantasy. One would be Brady retiring. The other would be Rodgers retiring. There'd be another one with Rodgers ending up on a team that's not very good. Not to mention the one that is possible too, which would be the two teams play each other in the first round of the playoffs. And that would mean that one team has to lose. I'm going to say fantasy because of that. It just seems like something within the range of outcomes that I just mentioned will happen. Either Brady will retire, or Rodgers will retire, or Rodgers will be on a bad team, or let me cross my fingers and hope this doesn't happen. But you never know. A guy could get hurt. I mean, that's part of the equation too. They could play against each other. I think this was it. I think this was the best shot Rodgers has had to win a Super Bowl in a long time, and he blew it. I think the Bucs had a great shot at the very least to play against the 49ers this coming week, and they completely blew that too. So I'm going to say fantasy. Winning each of them a playoff game next year? No, they know.
I mean, the Packers, you want to talk about blowing it. I mean, how many times has this team blown it? So they blow it against the 49ers. They blow it against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers last year. They have awful defense, and they kick a field goal when they should have gone for a touchdown last year against the Buccaneers. They blow it in an awful, I mean, just absolute domination by the 49ers ground game in 2019. They get blown out by Atlanta. Of all teams, Atlanta in the NFC Conference Championship game. I mean, they blow it against the Seahawks in 2014. I mean, the Rodgers-Packers, look, you want to give Rodgers credit for being a great regular season quarterback? Sure. But, I mean, this guy has blown it and blown it and blown it in the playoffs. If Mahomes did this, right, if Mahomes for the rest of his career, so they win the Super Bowl his second time trying, right, in the playoffs, and then he never makes a Super Bowl again, or even let's even say they blow that game against the Buccaneers last year and they lose to the Bengals now, and Mahomes does this three or four more times, I mean, we would just be killing him, right? And Rodgers, they have not made the Super Bowl since 2010. The last time that the Packers made the Super Bowl, Jimmy Garoppolo was an 18-year-old freshman at Eastern Illinois. I mean, it's embarrassing stuff. So I'm going fantasy, because I think, Craig, what a lot of people are doing is saying, oh, Rodgers will leave. He'll go to Denver. He'll go to wherever. And they will immediately be the Super Bowl favorite there. I'm calling fantasy, because he's going to have to learn a new system. He's going to have to, you know, integrate himself with new teammates and so on and so forth. I'm calling fantasy. This is not happening.
Yeah. By the way, Nathaniel Hackett, the offensive coordinator for Green Bay, has interviewed a second time today with Denver. So some of this Denver is sort of circling around here.
All right. Nate Hackett, the offensive coordinator at Syracuse when I was a student there, Craig. So crazy world we live in. But the craziest story of the weekend probably has to be Kanye West and his new girlfriend, Julia Fox, showing up to Paris Fashion Week in full-on denim outfits, wearing denim jackets, denim jeans, denim everything, going Canadian tuxedo on us. So, Davis, we'll start with you for this one. A Canadian tuxedo is stylish. Is this fantasy or reality?
So I don't know about stylish, but I mean, I don't know. Like, Kanye looks pretty cool right there. Like, it's kind of a cool getup. I mean, I don't hate it. Now, what you will find with clothing is that I could wear a Canadian tuxedo, probably wouldn't pull it off, right? I'd probably look like what I am, which is a kid from a small town in Kansas who, like, you know, needs to go be bringing the cows in or something, right? But if you are like your stature, the way you carry yourself, and the preconceived notions that people have about you certainly play into how you look in clothing. So I think Kanye looks cool right there. Could me or Craig pull off the Canadian tuxedo? I'm going to say probably not.
Yeah, what I'm going to have to do is for this show, if this subject comes up again. Now, Davis, you're too young for this. I think Brett is also probably way too young for this too. But I'm sure that you guys know that there was a time where this was the rage, where I so without question, I had the stonewashed jeans, I had the denim jacket, 100%. I'm gonna call this early 90s feel. I think I had those, and then they quickly went out, and then the pictures that I see of myself wearing this stuff is sort of mortifying. So I'm gonna say fantasy, that it's not stylish. Now, I can appreciate Kanye's efforts always to make something cool, because whatever he touches ends up cool and it comes back. I get it. Like, who knows, BlackBerry will be next. You know, I don't know, but I'm going to say fantasy. But rather than me in the stonewashed jeans, I definitely would love to see a picture of Davis like chasing cows in a pasture or something like that. Like, if that exists out there, Davis, I got to say, you know, outside of your old skateboard pictures, definitely would be into a picture of you like milking cows on a farm or something like that.
Unfortunately, not that small of a town. I'm not from a small enough town that there were cows roaming the street and horses tied up in front of the general store. Not that far off, but pretty small. I don't know. Maybe this look is coming back, by the way, just in general. You know, big baggy denim jeans, Carhartt working jackets, like workwear is like a look now amongst the youth. People are wearing Carhartt beanies and Carhartt jackets and big carpenter pants with the big loop to hang a hammer on and stuff. Like, that is a bona fide look amongst the youth these days.
All right. Well, I gotta go dig and find my old stuff from 1993 and see if I could bring it back. I think I probably have a bar mitzvah photo, Brett Levy, somewhere or another that I could bust out of me. I think with the ID shirt and the stonewashed jeans, you guys, way too young for that. Sorry. All right, we got to take a break here on Fantasy Sports Today. Sports Grid 60 is coming up next, and then we say so long for the day. Reminder, we'll be right back here tomorrow at noon Eastern. George Kurtz will be in the house. He and I will go over the Hall of Fame announcement in Cooperstown, which is tomorrow. We'll be right back. Break.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Welcome back to Fantasy Sports Today on Sports Grid. As we get ready to wrap up the show, I can only imagine what Davis was thinking last night as Travis Kelce's catching that ball in the back of the end zone in overtime to win. Let's turn it over to Davis as he has today's Sports Grid 60.
Well, now that the Green Bay Packers and the Buffalo Bills have been eliminated from the NFL playoffs, we've been talking about how there's been no coaching hiring. Like, how are we sitting here? It's almost the end of January. We don't have any coaching hires. I think that is about to wrap up. I think Nathaniel Hackett seems like he's going to take the Denver Broncos job. And if I was a team that had a head coaching vacancy, I would be blowing Brian Daboll, the Buffalo Bills offensive coordinator's phone up. I'd be saying, you got to turn Trevor Lawrence into Josh Allen. You need to turn Justin Fields into Josh Allen. We need you in our building. In fact, Josh Allen, just speaking to the media right now, said teams would be foolish to not offer Brian Daboll a head coaching job. I think that Josh Allen is correct. And, I really hope that we see that.
It hasn't really hit anyone yet, but it's going to in a couple of weeks. Super Bowl will be watched, and we'll all be talking about it, and it will be fun. But losing Brady and losing Aaron Rodgers from this matchup is definitely going to take some of the luster away from the Super Bowl coming up in a few weeks. And we're just coming off this wonderful game on Sunday night. But not having Tom Brady in a Super Bowl, not having at least Aaron Rodgers on the verge of getting to a Super Bowl, and the possibility existing that this could be Cincinnati and San Francisco, does have me a little bit worried going into Super Bowl Sunday. We'll hope for Kansas City at the very least and hope for the best. That will do it for our show today. Thank you, of course, to Connell over at LTN. Thank you to Danny on the graphics. Thank you to our producer, Brett Levy, and for my co-host, Davis Maddock. I'm Craig Mish. I hope you have a great Monday night. See you tomorrow. Great.